This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's former President Omar al-Bashir appeared in court Monday to face corruption charges 4 months after he was ousted by the military. Bashir, who ruled Sudan for 30 years, is charged with illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. According to a detective who addressed the court, Bashir told investigators he had received millions of dollars in cash from Saudi Arabia. And many Khartoum residents were disenchanted with the trial, many of them saying that it was too little too late. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence urged China Monday to act in a humanitarian manner to resolve differences with pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong.
But for the United States to make a deal with China, Beijing needs to honor its commitments, beginning with the commitment China made in 1984 to respect the integrity of Hong Kong's laws through the Sino-British Joint Declaration.
Pence quoted President Donald Trump as saying that it'll be much harder for the U.S. to reach accord on a new trade deal with China if something violent happens in Hong Kong. On Sunday, tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched peacefully through the streets of Hong Kong, the 11th weekend in a row of anti-government protests. 4 radiation monitoring stations located in Russia have gone offline after a mysterious blast at a Russian missile testing facility on August 8th, according to the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization. CTBTO, an independent that operates an international network of radiation monitoring stations, said 2 Russian stations closest to the blast site went offline 2 days after the unexplained explosion and reports of radiation spikes. This is VOA News. An Iranian supertanker with $130 million worth of light crude oil on board left Gibraltar and was heading into the Mediterranean Sea Monday. Its next destination is reported to be Greece. The Adrian Darya 1, previously named Grace 1, was detained for a month for allegedly attempting to breach European Union sanctions on Syria. Gibraltar authorities rejected attempts by the U.S. to seize the oil tanker again. Afghanistan's president marked the nation's centennial Independence Day by vowing to eliminate all safe havens of Islamic State after following a bombing at a wedding late Saturday that killed at least 63 people, including children, and wounded 183. The Islamic State group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the bombing at the wedding celebration in Kabul, one of the worst attacks in years. The Taliban did condemn that bombing. President Trump spoke on the phone Monday in separate phone calls with the prime ministers of India and Pakistan. Details from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
The White House says Trump is seeking a reduction of tension in South Asia after India's recent move to effectively annex the part of disputed Kashmir it controls. The government in New Delhi says Prime Minister Narendra Modi complained to Trump about Pakistan's extreme rhetoric against India. Pakistan says Prime Minister Imran Khan subsequently spoke to the U.S. president and told Trump that Modi's decision to revoke Kashmir's autonomy is intended to change the demographics in what has been India's only Muslim-majority state. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
2 freshman Democratic U.S. congresswomen are firing back after Israel denied them entry to the Jewish state last week. Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib called on fellow members of Congress to visit while they cannot. At a news conference, Tlaib said last week's actions by Israel are unacceptable.
What is not common occurrence is members of Congress being barred from entering a country on these fact-finding missions unless they agree to strict set of rules curtailing their rights or being required to submit their itineraries for stop-by-stop pre-approval.
At President Trump's urging, Israel denied entry to Congress's first 2 Muslim women over their support for the Palestinian-led boycott movement. Tlaib and Omar, who had planned to visit Jerusalem and the Israeli-occupied West Bank on tour organized by a Palestinian group, are outspoken critics of Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. day one. The Voice of America, VOA.